Get ready, guys. Today's guests usher in a whole series of incredible World of Dance guests this summer.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion.
I got the moves.
And interviews.
I got the moves. I'm making moves. You gotta move.
All right, you guys, welcome on in to The Point with Kristen Burt. And I am so excited by today's guests because they really are the start of a whole series of amazing guests that NBC is giving us, and we so appreciate this. And I did request you guys. You are at like the top of my list. We've got B-Dash and Concrete here. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hey.
So happy to have you here.
Yes.
I know. No, seriously, I had like a whole list, and they were like, this is who's available. And I was like, B-Dash and Concrete, one. So, and they were like, yes, we got that. So thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show today.
Awesome.
So much to talk about. And I know the fans had, they had topics ready for me as well. So I'd love to just sort of like dive right into it. And I want to ask you guys, because I've never asked anyone this question before. How do you guys get your names? Like, how do you get B-Dash? How do you get Concrete?
Oh, well, I got B-Dash from, I was under Tie Dye's at the time. And he had another name, called Young Truth, and I was Baby Truth, and then he was like, you know, you need to step a notch up, and then he was like, B-Dash, he thought of B-Dash out of nowhere, B-Dash Truth, and then the Truth found was no more.
Yep.
Then I kept.
You just kept B-Dash.
Yeah.
I love that. How about for you? How'd you get Concrete?
Oh, man. My first name, this is crazy. It was called. Was
name, I'm so was, glad I asked this then.
That's funny, man. My first name, was Element, and I was like, it's not like hard, it's not crump enough for me. So,
it didn't feel like you.
Yeah, so one day I was just, it was by myself too. I was walking down the street and I had on, what's crazy, I was listening to tracks by Tie Dye's, and he's a creator of Crump. So I'm listening to these tracks, and then I was like, Concrete. I just said it, and I was like, you know what? That will be good. And then I gave it a meaning. So, and the meaning means solid foundation. And Crump is my foundation, and there it is.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a really good one. You know, and I want to explain, because we've got viewers who follow all different styles of dance. Mm-hmm. And I think crumping sometimes confuses people, because there's this whole big umbrella of what hip-hop is.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's morphed, and a lot of it's like a hybrid now. But how would you guys explain crumping to someone that maybe doesn't know exactly what it is in 2018?
Oh, man.
Well,
Or your specific style, too, but, you know.
Yeah,
of course.
I feel like crumping now is, it developed not into hip-hop. I feel like it's more of an open and expression in your emotion. Mm-hmm. Because you could do so many different dance styles within crump, but it's the way of how you do it. It's like, it's your tech. Mm-hmm. It's the energy and the technique of knowing the basics, and you can even put contemporary ballet moves in it. You could put jazz moves in it. You could put everything. So that's why we don't consider it hip-hop.
Great. Good to know.
Because, like, when it comes to the dance, so it's like, because you could do whatever inside the style, but it's just having the foundation first so you can understand it. So you could do anything. There's no, like, limits in it.
Yeah, you can just make it crump, man. It's just expression. It's like, a lot of times, when I talk to Eyes or Miho, they would use the word expression a lot, you know. And I recently heard Tie Dye's, he said, it's you. Crump is like, it's you, you know. It brings
coming
out
your soul.
Yeah, exactly. It brings out your real self. Every dance that gets live or that's at their peak, they already start crumping. Like, but that is the style, you know. I mean, it's like, it's just you, an expression.
So the crump community does not consider it a part of that general hip hop like umbrella that it goes. It's kind of its own its own form of dance. I think this is super important for people to know and understand too. So as a crumper, obviously you want to train in the foundations of it, but are you also cross training in other styles as well?
Yes
definitely. There's a big head nod for both of you. Okay, so how do you train in crump, first of all? I know there's crump camp. I saw there's a crump camp this weekend.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's
which
multiple,
is
multiple
which
crump
sounds
camps.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to go.
Yeah.
So how would someone, if they wanted to like take a crump class, like where would they find it? Where would they go?
Oh,
at least
man.
Here in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah. we have we got the Beast Camps. Beast Camp is like the Raw. Shout out to Beast.
I love Willa Beast so much.
Yeah, no, this one is Baby Tight Eyes.
Baby Tight Eyes.
Yeah, but he goes, his foundation name is Beast. He goes by Beast. Yeah, when you see Beast, you'll know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we have Wildebeest and we have Beast.
Yeah. So you have Beast Camps. That's where you get, they have the studio where it's at from 9 until when you want to leave. You see the rawness, you see the beefs, you see they lab. Then you got me and B-Dash. We teach at Movement Lifestyle. B-Dash teaches there sometime, and then but that's where you get like the foundation. Like, we teach you the technique of it, so you can get that, and then you could go to Beast Camp and just like work on it. And Tight Eyes, he has this is the best thing. It's called SLX, and you basically spend time with him in his home. He takes you out to like dinner. He brings you around the rawest crumpers, like, you know, and that right there is like the ultimate thing crumpers want to do, is be around the people who did the most and created. So,
and that's another, it's so important, dance history. Yeah. Who came before you? Who are you learning from? Who's mentoring you? And passing that along, because that's where you really understand dance, whatever form it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and we do privates too.
So. I was going to say privates.
Yeah. Private lessons, of course.
That's the best way, honestly.
So for you guys, obviously, you're teaching the foundations and everything else and the basics. Where are you guys going off to cross train?
First, I for me, it was just choreo in general.
Yes.
To learn how to pick up, because I feel like that's a different ball game.
Total different muscle, too, that you're using.
Yeah, you got to get used to the muscle memory. And I feel like, so it was whatever class. It was like, I have to learn how to pick up choreo.
Oh, man, we got stuff.
Yeah, and the craziest thing about it, my first, like, learning choreo was actually Philip Shabib, Pac-Man.
Philip Shabib.
It's
the hardest. To this day, it's probably the hardest choreo, because physically it's crazy. Like, he has to break your arm.
And so much floor work.
And stuff that
toe
I can't
points
do.
And like.
IME, especially Philip. They took us, me and B-Dash, in because we were like, we want to do it. What's crazy is I did a show, an hour show with them, and B-Dash came, and he was like, I'm doing that. And we went straight to Pac-Man's house. They had this crazy house in Northridge. Yep. And they took us there, Emilio, Seven, Yaya. That's when, like...
Of course.
And
Moon. It was Moon.
Yeah, Moon. Mm-hmm. And they all just basically helped us catapult, you know, for to do choreo. And that's something you just cannot get past.
See, now that's like dance and choreo boot camp right
there. Oh, yeah, them?
Yes.
The IME? Oh, man.
Yeah, you'll get better.
Yeah.
Like, on top.
Yeah.
You'll get better fast. Because I feel like it's one of the hardest to do. And so it's like, why not do it? Why not get it out the way now? Instead of like being super easy. Especially when you already know how to dance. It's because a freestyler already know how to dance. It's just another thing you have to activate with your mind to understand and remember each step. So, because that's the hardest part. Like,
and you're asking your mind and your body to work together on like that.
And be clean and look like the person next to you.
And it's have that technique and that style. Because Philip Shabib really has his own technique, honestly.
Oh, yeah. The only person that could do his is Emilio. Like,
yeah.
That's the only person I know, man. Because they look like mirror... split, like, just mirror, and I'm like, well, first off, I'm a little darker, so I'm not gonna look like you. And second, I can't even stretch like
that. And that's Emilio Dosal, and just so everybody knows, a lot of you know him from So You Think, season 11, of
he's
course.
He's on tour all the time.
Yes. We don't know where Philip is.
They're always working.
Yeah.
They really are always working. That's incredible. This is good to know, because I don't think we get to understand, like, what's happening in the crump world as much. Where is the visibility missing? Because this is a great representation. I'm so glad they have you guys on World of Dance this year, because I think it's really important. But where can we push you guys more, honestly, from our side of the dance community?
We want to be pushed, like, through conventions. Like, it's so many things Crump haven't even touched yet, or it has, but it, like, I don't want to say faded away, because it went through the underground to develop first. you know. Of course. So now, since they had us, you know, we've been on ABDC with Tight Eyes, mm-hmm. and we just needed, and it seems like it's just us, like that circle of dance of crumpers. It's me, B Dash, Tight Eyes.
Yaya comes Yaya in because she did season now. 12 of So You
so
Think.
So we just want to be pushed in every way. Because now we're starting to get the choreo aspect. The choreo and crump.
Yeah, it's...
Mm-mm.
Well, and legitimately, that was a question that yeah. J-Lo said.
Yeah.
How do you guys choreograph crump? She had a question to you guys right you there in the what? Qualifiers round.
Well, it's actually easier than what you think. Yeah. Because it's... Honestly, yeah. we use a lot of basic, like, mm-hmm. technique. Mm-hmm. We think simple. We don't think, like, go, like, oh, super wild. Or we think really using the technique. I feel like people are... lacking with the eye, mm-hmm. What they used to, because I think when people think of crump, they think like it's free and like it's too free,
yeah,
and wild and monsters, and it's like, no, it has technique, it has different styles. Mm-hmm. Funny thing about it is we got so many different styles.
They only seen one.
Yeah, they only seen one.
Wow.
On the show, so it's like mm-hmm. more. You know what I'm saying? More to come. Like after the show, it's still just more to come, and it's good that we were able to. Be on the show because I feel like we were kind of one of the first ones to hit it hard when it comes to choreo and mm-hmm. and freestyle with crump. I feel like we played with it at first, but then it's like now it's like no, we need to go all the way and push it. And I feel like that draws people in because that's what I noticed. I also studied why people like choreo. It's like oh, because they could do it too.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's like let's show people we could. Do it. I mean, you could do it too. So it's like if we do it in a set, you can learn it. Like mm-hmm. we put it to the music, and then boom, let's go. Press mm-hmm. play.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. let's do it.
What inspired you both to do World of Dance? Did you watch season one carefully, or were you just like, you know, whatever? And then you kind of hear there was a lot of talk amongst the community mm-hmm. about season one, both good and bad stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what inspired you guys to do season two?
It was like a big craziness, like on who was gonna do it, you know, and it caused a little like mess, but all you know, the mess like died down. But it was like we didn't know
the mess of who from the crumping community was gonna do it, or the mess of just dancers in general.
Yeah, it was just like brothers bumping heads, like okay, you know. But that's it, I think it was healthy. It was healthy because. Everything, what I was taught from the person that we were all bumping heads with, like everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you actually gotta, when you make your bed, you just gotta lay in it. And then, you know, we gotta go from there. So we watched the show, but we were like, I don't know if we want to do another TV show with crump because how it's portrayed. And we get, I'm not going to sit here and do the pity talk, but crump gets stepped on. It gets talked about so bad. Like we get, and we don't say nothing. You know, we learn that you don't understand. People talk about it because they don't understand it, you know?
Right.
And I had, like, especially being crumpers, bro, we were so beefy. Like, what did you say? We can battle right now. But then as I started to, like, be silent, it's like, man, they just don't understand, you know, so we have to approach it different.
Yeah, and I think this really is kind of a thing where we have to sit there and think about this. We can either, because TV always has an agenda. We all know that. You've done plenty of shows for both of you guys. And they have storylines and they play things out. But you can either try and keep on opening that door, or as women always say, we're trying to like break the glass ceiling, we can sit back and be silent about it. And I'm glad that you guys made the decision to do the show because, and it's also like even why I was asking you kind of one-on-one questions because I want people to understand. I want to understand more because I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Yaya has been on my radar for so long. Like I've loved what she's done.
You know, Yaya been like... Her eye was on crump from when we met her at ABDC. Like, and that was my son was, our sons were
2011. It was like 7 years ago. Yeah, it was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember she came to my garage. Yep. This was after the fact. Mm-hmm. She came to the garage with Philip, and I think it was Milio too.
Yeah.
And I think, so funny. And I think that's where she was already interested, but I think that's where it turned for like, mm-hmm. no, I need to do this. And when Yaya want to do something,
it's
her mind is set to it.
Yeah.
Well, he saw her, Philip, mm-hmm. I believe, saw her in the Czech Republic mm-hmm. and was like, come on over and study mm-hmm. with me, which is an amazing story when you think mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like, I was fascinated because I like a female crumper to me is interesting. Mm-hmm. I always like to see women pioneers, like, in their part of the industry mm-hmm. and things like that. So, that's what caught my eye in terms of what you guys were all doing. And I just think it's grown from there. But then when you get this big platform and World of Dance is a really big deal. And, it's been slow to go global. And season one has just started to hit other countries. But I'm telling you, the season one contestants are saying, holy cow, it's starting to really hit. So you guys will probably see it like 6 months after season two airs. Mm-hmm. But it's great. And I think that is one of the best things about what World of Dance has done. Were you guys approached by producers? Because I know a lot of them will kind of like slide into your DMs and be like, are you guys interested in maybe auditioning? Is that kind of the push?
Well, what's funny is Kevin was concrete.
No, you good. Concrete. It's funny. My name's Kevin, y'all. Don't even worry.
Kevin. We've got James right over here. But
so regular name.
Yeah, super regular. But what's funny, Concrete was about to do it by himself. And I was about to do it by myself. But it's a longer story, but I'm just going to make that story short. Mm. So I was like, I think I called him, about to tell him, but he was like, bro, we should just do it together. I was like, that's what I was calling you for. So, and that's how that happened, because another casting director was hitting me up, and which was hitting them up on the other side. So it was, then from there, because I wanted to do it with a team, but that didn't work out. Okay. So I was like, you know what? I'll do it by myself. And I was telling them, she was like, yeah, I think you're strong enough to do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. But, and then I was like, Kevin was like, yo, I'm about to do it by myself.
Yeah.
Then right there, I was like, duh. Like we came here together. We, when we came to North Hollywood, I was staying with Kevin in that situation. And then it was like, and then that's how everything started with the whole choreo aspect with Crump. Yep. Like, in this, yeah, so it was.
And I was supposed to do it with Tight Eyes. Yeah. But it didn't happen. It was like, you know, miscommunication. He was in Vegas and I was in Sacramento at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of miscommunication and it was just like the schedules. So
wasn't lining up.
Yeah, it was like, all right, well, we need somebody who's been in the midst of Crump, at least around like Tight Eyes and Mijo's. And I keep saying Tight Eyes and Mijo's because they're creators who are still doing it.
That's right.
Tight Eyes is he has his program. Mijo's on tour with Beyonce, and it's like
no big deal.
Yeah, yeah. No big but deal. It's like deal. You know, what I mean, we got like Miss Prissy. She's creating something right now. I'm not gonna say it, but she's creating something really, you know, really big. Mm-hmm. But these are people that we've seen on the screen now that we're around. So we were like, if they can't do it, we can't let nobody else do it.
Right. Someone needs to represent. Somebody.
Yeah, that was around the source. And I can say at least we did it. But, you know, what we want to do is let people know, you know, that there's a bigger, it's way bigger movement. You know, so we're just we're opening doors. You know, we are actually inspiring other crumpers to do choreo now. And honestly, that's how you get
and
jobs.
Think bigger. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Everyone needs to, and I think that this has been a really great thing. Nappy Tabs and Mandy Moore is all like pushing dancers, choreographers, moving into producing, moving into creative directors. Mm-hmm. These are the doors that are open. Mm-hmm. Why aren't the crumpers should be walking in with everyone else too? And I think that that's really important.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, I will say to you guys that I had sources while there was taping and your names came up a lot. Like people were really liking what they saw. Yeah. So that was, I think I put a tweet out there. I was like, you guys, I heard really good things about this. You know, and it wasn't like super specific because people have to be, you know, we have to try and keep the lid on like how the season played out. But I think that that's great that within the community, people were whispering great things about what you guys were doing on World of Dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
So you should feel really good about that. And I think, when it comes to like preparing for something like World of Dance, you know that, you know, you're being judged by J-Lo and Neo and Derek, and they all have very different opinions. I find them to be very individual and unique judges, not like, oh, we're just all going to give, like, you know, an 80 today. How did you go about preparing your routine? We're only going to talk about the qualifiers for the qualifiers round.
Oh, yeah. It's many. I know B-Dash, he says, you know, we always, what we do, we never take away. And if we take away something, that means it's just not needed. But we trust each other's movement. You know, B-Dash went viral by itself. I went viral by myself. We went viral together. So any moves we do, it's going to hit, you know. So it'd be times, B-Dash, I'd be like, what do we need? He'd be like, we need a theme. All right, we need a theme. What song matches this theme? Bro, this song. Okay, cool. Now we need some moves.
Were you able get music clearance right off the bat? Yeah. Sometimes that's really hard.
Yeah.
So good thing.
Man,
good thing.
The music, we were like, oh, no. I don't know about the music, though. But that's one thing about World of Dance. They're so lenient on music. I was like, when I saw Busta Rhymes on there, I was like, what?
Busta Rhymes make it,
like,
yeah.
What? But, you know.
Yeah, some shows that your number or your music can get changed up to last minute, and that happens a lot on both Dancing with the Stars and So You Think, and they're live shows too. Yeah. So you're running up against, you know, that's not easy. You guys know it.
Yeah, it's a beast.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit about the hat? Because I was going to bring a hat. I meant to, because I was like, that's kind of amazing. And I was literally like, how do you train for something like that? Because that's a lot. It's a lot of sleight of hand, isn't it?
Oh, you talking about the swirl?
The baseball cap is amazing.
Yeah. Practice. That's the first thing, because you don't know how to do nothing until you practice it.
Right.
So, but I had a friend. His name was Mad Hatter, by the way.
Oh,
and probably one of the best dancers in crump
does
of
he
all
have
time.
Videos on YouTube that we can watch?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm just letting everyone know.
Yeah, like crazy ideas. But he taught me the spin. Like at first you got to get it like this, and then eventually you just turn it upside down. It's like a hula hoop. Like once you know it, you just got to understand.
But it's harder than hula hoop, right?
It's harder, but it's the same vibe. It's like you got to understand the rotation of. Yeah.
Do you sit there and watch TV and try to mindlessly like do it, or do you have to really concentrate on?
No, now yeah, I could just be sitting and talking to you and just be like, hey, what's going on? Like, yeah. So
I couldn't do it.
You can't do it.
Oh no.
This one?
Weren't we supposed to both do it?
This one?
Yeah.
No, because I was like, it'd be better if you highlight it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. So when you guys get there and walk out that huge tunnel, what is that like? I always find that tunnel seems really intimidating and exciting at the same time because it's a beautiful set.
The tunnel. Your adrenaline is so high, and Crump is already energized. So you imagine what we were feeling. So we were like, bro, we got to go out there. We were hopping, like come on, we need to level it down.
Yeah, you almost have to take your adrenaline down a bit because it's easy to just. Sometimes your adrenaline makes you messy, and you guys want it to be clean.
Yes,
That's a whole nother ball game,
right?
That's a
But I'm happy they like talked to us when we got on, like talked to us for a little bit. Because if you just get on stage and go and set up and go, your adrenaline is gonna just. Kick in, so they like calmed us down by like talking to us, asking questions.
Yeah, I would have to take like a couple of really deep breaths just to be like, okay, I can do this. So afterwards, did you guys know did you really feel like you had nailed your routine? Because I knew that the judges, like through that, the reactions were great.
Yeah, how many times did we run it on rehearsal, bro?
We can talk about this because it's qualifier rounds, but you have dry blocks. Then you have camera rehearsal. And I feel like that's where you need to do it your best. Like, don't play around. Like, if you want to compete on the show, always take the dry block and camera blocks really serious.
Don't mark it.
Never. So you could get used to the stage. Mm-hmm. But then when the audience come and it's like, oh my God. But you still have to remember contain, like, what you going to do. I mean, like, I'm sorry, I feel like I said that wrong, but what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Just stay focused on that, but still use the energy. Because you're going to get nervous. I feel like everything you do. Yeah. Like, totally before nervous. This interview, like, you yeah, get a little like, nervous. And you're like,
I'm super scary.
But, yeah, but you just got to know how to control it. That's how I feel.
Yeah, and the control is, I think, really important. Mm. Do the judges watch any of the dry block? Do you know? Did you see them running through?
No, you know what?
Nope.
They could on monitors, but.
Honestly, that's why you got to do it hard, because you don't know if they're back there judging it already. So we're like, bro, let's just go in right now while nobody's here, and we just got the, you know.
Were you disoriented at all? I've had some of the contestants talk about the LED stage sometimes is a little disorienting.
Always
this theater in the round with all the lights, especially for all the tricksters, you know, the ones that have to sit there, like Trey from the lab, like doing his 540. I'm like, how does he do that? I don't know. He's amazing.
Insane. Oh, man. Like, looking at the floors, like, some people were like, man, when I did my flip, the floor shifted, and I was like, uh-oh.
It's the lights. A lot of people may not know this. It was not an LED floor the first season.
Yeah.
They added the LED floor this year, and I think Eva Igo, when I was talking with her a couple weeks ago, she said that it's now in squares, so for a lot of the contemporary dancers, they're cutting up, they had to wear, like, tape and stuff because you'd get caught in between, like, the little splits in the LED is a series of blocks. It's not just a smooth stage.
It's like the little square, little blocks.
Yeah, like little tiles. I guess that's the word.
Things. Yeah.
So, but you guys were generally okay with the stage?
Yeah, we were good. We didn't get on the floor that much. So, and if we did, I think I did a slide, a baseball slide. That was cool. And
in the start off.
Yeah.
Yep. And we were just throwing it up there.
So, start off.
Yeah, so that was crazy.
Oh, it's so good. How many times have you guys watched this after the fact?
It's on my, I'm sorry, it's on my IG probably like 20 times.
Yeah.
So you need to go check it out.
It's so dope, man.
It's a really good routine. And it was just a really great, I think, entry too. Like we're here, we're in the qualifier round, we're ready.
Yes.
And I think that's the really important thing. And the judges agreed with that. And I think that was really important, because we've seen a variety of scores, some of them really high, and you guys were one of the higher scores too that we've seen so far in the qualifier round. We're still not done. We've got weeks left of qualifier rounds, guys. But 94.3 was your initial score for that round. How did you feel about that when you heard that number?
I
would throw up. I gotta be honest, like nerves.
I was just like, whoa. Man. I really didn't expect it, because I really felt like the routine was like, hey, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, but I feel like it was the energy, because I feel like when you're on the stage, you could have a lot of amazing, dope things, but you still have to bring the feeling, the energy, so the judges can feel it, rather than like, all right, that looks cool, but
I didn't feel it.
But I didn't feel it.
If there's no emotion, a bunch of tricks is just a bunch of tricks.
Yeah. So I feel like we brought emotion, and the crowd helped us a lot.
Yeah.
Because it felt way different from run through.
Yeah.
It felt, oh my God. Like I said, it's a whole nother story. And when we got the score, I was just like,
whoa. It didn't hit me till we got back to the hotel. We were like,
what
was the score again? We were like,
you're like 94.3.
it was crazy, man. Like, that was right there. That if, and then I forgot who said these keywords, man. They I believe it was J-Lo. She said, you guys make people want to learn it. Like, and I was like, me and B-Dash looked at each other like, that's it, that's all we needed now.
It's like, a really good compliment,
you know,
too. And I think J-Lo, you know, J-Lo, I find to be, as a judge, when she likes something, she's grabbing onto it. When she's hesitant, she backs away from it quickly, which I find is really interesting with her. And she knows, she's been out there working as a dancer. Obviously, she's like a quadruple threat now. But so I always listen to her, what she has to say, too, because, again, she's an executive producer, too. So she, you know, is looking for something and what the overall look of the show is. Yeah. And so that's important, too. Yeah.
They're great judges. I like them. All three of them as judges, like, for many things.
You know, it's one of the most balanced panels, I think, that we see. And I appreciate that oftentimes Neo can be the more difficult judge.
Yeah.
But he has his reasons. And he's like, here's why it didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense. You'd be like, oh, you know what?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like out of left field. Yeah. Like, it's based off of something.
Yeah.
Even though if I'm like, I don't agree with that. But sometimes I'm like, okay, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I think that was the uproar, right, for season one? people were going at the judges, but I'm like, you gotta understand something, that they never, like, they've never probably crumped in their lives, but they're not judging our crump. They're mm-hmm. judging our performance. That's mm-hmm. what you got to understand. Like, you're not, they're not judging just the dance itself. It's like, how mm-hmm. did we creatively come up with all of these steps in mm-hmm. this amount of time? And mm-hmm. that's what people need to understand too, is like, stop going so hard on them. Like, they don't know every dance style, mm-hmm.
that's
but
right.
they're great judging what you're doing at that moment mm-hmm. and at that time. So
they're performers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're performers. And you're on that stage, you're performing, you're competing. You can have a really good, dope set, but mm-hmm. if it's not a competing level, I totally understand, because everybody on the show was good.
Yeah.
Everybody on the show was good. But it's is it a complete competition dance? Like,
does it hit all five categories?
Yeah.
I think, and that's another thing when I've talked about judging too, mm-hmm. I'm like, finally a show that's looking at choreography, creativity, mm-hmm. performance, like they're mm-hmm. looking at the full package, because sometimes, like, maybe routine okay. needs some stronger choreo, but the performance yeah. level was there, and that mm-hmm. sort of balances it yes. all out. So I think that that's really important.
Definitely.
So when you, once you get off of that, like, high of like, holy cow, we did really well, how did you guys go back to the studio to make sure that you were ready for the duels? What was that rehearsal process like? And I know that this year, so you guys know, things weren't taped back to back. You guys had a little bit of time to breathe mm-hmm. and, like, wrap your brain around
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got straight to it. Like, we were like, okay, how are we going to make this one better than the first one? Mm-hmm. That's all. And we just, you know, kept it simple. And we just got straight to it, man. We, you know, we're... That right there was like, we really went hard, you know, and like mm-hmm. we took our crump mentality now. Like, we were like, all right, now let's be crumpers, you know.
This so, is when the beast comes out.
Yeah, this is when Concrete and Beat Ash from the streets came.
Oh, that's good though.
Character, a lot of character.
Yeah,
and that's what you need, because they also the judges need to see different levels.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
just like, hey, we're gonna do a different version of what we did in qualifiers.
Yeah.
Just a little tweaked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta make changes. Like, you in a competition, I feel like you should do something different each time. And mm-hmm. wow the judges each time. So that was, and my main mentality was, how can I make this show better?
Nice.
So it's like,
I like this.
No, mm-hmm. so it's like,
you think bigger.
I'm thinking bigger. So I'm like, all right, $1 million, great. First of all, but I'm like, how can
we
I?
We would
make,
all love $1 million.
Yes, we would all love
There's
$1 million.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, like, now.
But think about every. I mean, every. So you think dancer, the ones that didn't win, but that's actually bigger than the ones that did win. Mm. It's they were remembered the most, and I feel like sometimes the loss is the biggest win, because it makes you go harder. I feel like the L is a lesson. It's not losing.
A loss.
It's just
a lesson.
You take it and you go and you work harder. You work harder, because sometimes when you win, you get comfortable and you're like, oh, I'm good.
Rest on your laurels.
You rest.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah, so, and then like, so that's the mentality we were having. I was like, how can we make the show better? Which means, how could we be one of the most remembered of this show this season? So
yeah, mm-hmm. let it be the motivator. Yeah. I mm-hmm. think that that's really important. And, you know, the So You Think analogy is great, because you do look at sometimes yeah. I look at people, I'm like, they were top 11 or whatever,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they're out there working nonstop
yeah.
Because they understood that they had mm-hmm. this great platform, and you run with it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
run with it. And that's exactly, you know, yeah. what's important for you guys yeah. this season. Just running with it.
Yeah. Yep.
Since you mentioned So You Think, and I know, like, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
the yes. I want to say the battle of season 14. There's you and Jenna, and then there's Kiki with Jenna. So side by side, this was an epic battle. I have said to fans, and I say this over and over again, we will debate this outcome 10 mm-hmm. years from now, honestly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, Jenna made her decision. It is what it is. This is all played out well for all three of you, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually wrote an article about it. Did you know I wrote about this? Mm-hmm. I was like, things play out the way that they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's amazing what less than a year
yeah.
of having that, holy cow, look, this is how it played out.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone had their lane.
Yes.
But how did you feel? in that moment with that dance, because I have watched it a million times. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. And no one would ever know. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't go, that's a crumper.
Yeah, yeah. This one right there, I wanted to let people know, you know, first I really wanted to just complete it, first off. But that moment right there, I wanted to let Jenna know that we can win the show.
That's right.
Like, I don't care about who was here before. I don't care who's coming next. But right now, just by this performance, we're going to win the whole thing, you know, and that was my attitude. I really wanted to show my emotion, the style, you know, the support.
There was a lot of heat, too. Yeah, you guys had great chemistry.
Yeah, yeah. This one right here, and I wanted to let her know, like, our chemistry is high, you know, and mm-hmm. she choreographed this. So
she's
this was
a great
like
choreographer.
She knew what to do with it. And then it that right there, and then all the stuff that happened in previously that led up to that, like me, you know, picking up choreo kind of slow. I was like, all right, that's it. Now I'm here, and once I'm here, it's over. I'm not letting it go. Like that's my mentality. Once I'm there, like almost there, I don't know, it takes me somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
in the zone, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I felt like a lot of people were doubting me in that show, you know, and getting cut, and then, you know, people said I had the attitude problem. I seen people walk off and say, I can't do this, and I'm still there fighting, but I got labeled as the
Well, you got know, part of a TV storyline.
Yeah.
You understand that, right?
Yes, definitely. Okay. So I'm like, he walked off, she walked off, I'm still here fighting. Why am I getting...
You got the TV edit because it became a storyline, and then it became the big dramatic peak to the storyline. But we also have to remember, and the storyline also with Kiki, I will say Kiki had a really rough hip-hop round.
Yeah.
So now you're battling two people, you know, and it's... The storyline played out kind of like the way the show wanted it to in some ways.
Definitely. And I got really upset. I'm not going to lie. I was upset. I don't think I was upset at Jenna, though, for some reason. I wasn't upset. I was just like, what happened? Like,
well, because you did so well. And, you know, Kiki's routine was great, too. And I think it's just like in her brain, and I think she's explained this well, she just knew who she could mentor through the season. Yeah. And she obviously understood Kiki's language of ballroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But the fans, I mean, you've seen the support from the fans, too, where they understand your side, too.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people, they said, man, you grew, like, rapidly, you know. And, like, I've done choreo before. Like, I still do it, so... Mm-hmm. I was really ready to let people know that I'm not just a crumper. But that's kind of our fault sometimes. If you labor yourself as a certain dancer, everything, even when I teach a class, I'll be like, I'll do a blade. And then people will be like, rah, all because I'm a crumper. And I'm like, no, that's a blade.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I'm like, I know how to dance. I know how to groove, you know. Even in my ballroom routine, I was still dancing. I didn't stop. I had to still, like, perform. I didn't, you know, so that right there. But this was a big moment for me, a big dramatic change for me right here.
Well, and here's the, and I think this is what is important, the recovery from this. Because obviously there is disappointment. You're this close to making the show.
Yeah.
It's how you turn this around. And you were just saying that, B-Dash, in terms of, like, it's a disappointment or you didn't win or whatever it is. How did you sort of, because it's also, we do have to wait like a couple months for this to air, so you know it's coming too.
Definitely.
But how do you pick yourself up and go, okay, great? Because obviously you guys were getting it together by the fall to, you know, make it to World of Dance. So
that was crazy is right after that, I didn't talk to nobody. I went straight home. I said, I didn't talk. I moved all my stuff. I moved out of my apartment. And I went home to Sacramento, and I just spent, like, 1 year with my son. I never got to spend a month with my son before because all the work.
Yes.
And I would go back every, you know, now and then to, you know, to check on him. But I'll pay for, like, some of the school out while I'm here, while, you know, for him to go to school. But I said, you know what? I'm going home. And I needed to go home and be with my son for a minute because I feel like it wasn't fair to him. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go home and be with him for a year. You know, and I got a regular job. I'm sitting at my bro from high school. He was like, man, I know you don't. I went to the mall to buy a few hats.
Yeah.
And he worked at Lids, New Era.
Okay.
And he said, I know you dance, bro, but I got you a job. If you need it, I'm just saying, bro. And I'm like, all right, man. And I got me a nice little relaxing job, got my mind back together at home for about 8 months.
Wow.
And then all this stuff about World of Dance start happening. And then that's when me and B-Dash, and then I had to move back to L.A.
Yes.
So
how does that change you? I mean, because that's a game. It's a life changer. Mm-hmm. And but at the same time, there's a sweetness of being able to spend time, because you're both dads, of being able to spend time with your kid. It's really incredible.
Yeah, that right there. It was needed, though.
Yeah.
It was needed. Yeah, I needed to do it. So, and that right there, it discouraged me, though, like after this, because I said I did all I could do. Like, I honestly felt like I did all I could do, man.
I hope you know that from our side and the fan side, we know that.
Yeah.
And you know, you just have to go out there and do what you're doing, because you guys are doing incredible work on World of Dance. So I hope you know that you feel the support from the fans, too.
Yeah.
Because I think we all felt that it was crushing at the same time. And she, you know, she had two people. Mm-hmm. You guys both did great.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, you know, it's Sophie's choice, honestly. It's like a horrible decision to have to make.
Yeah.
If one of you had not done as well, right? If you hadn't delivered, or Kiki hadn't delivered, she would have been like, okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I took that hard. I felt like I was a poor sport. But I was like, it was needed. It was needed because I had to go home.
It's called being human, don't you think?
Yeah, that's
true. I think
true.
So. I mean, for both of you, since you're both dads, I'd love to hear this, because we always hear about like moms and dance and like, what is it like being like a dad, and how does it change? How does it change you as an artist?
Oh man,
for me, a lot of sacrificing, like not seeing him. Making sure for a long time, actually, because being a dancer is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the hardest, I feel like, entrepreneur.
Hustle all the time.
And especially, that's why I love social media now, because I feel like as a dancer, we're becoming artists rather than backup dancers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whole nother story. But that's what I'm creating. And why you're creating that, you can't just stay there with your son the whole time because I have to take care of him. Same thing with Kevin. Like, we have to take care of them. So it's like we have to make sacrifices of not seeing them. And it's hard because it's like I want to make sure that he grows up understanding like the way how I am as a person, and so he could learn from my traits, because nobody else's. So, but now I feel like now the point in time in this part of my life, I'm seeing my son like way more.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's starting to pay off, all the stuff that we are doing. So that's why I'm like, it makes you keep going. But I feel like if you feel the way, like never seeing them, I feel like you'll give up. Mm-hmm. But when you start seeing results, you be like, this is why I'm doing it, and this is what I'm doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually great, because it puts that fire under you to never relax.
Yeah.
So it's like, I always tell people, like, if you want to do something, put some fire under you. Like, make something to where, like, you have to do something to get out of your position. So that's all it is.
It's motivating.
It's motivating. It's inspiring. You got to get up and do what you got to do. Because later on, we're still young. So later on, it's like, hey, we got here for a reason, and I hope you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And break everything down to like, this is why I was doing this and doing that.
I want to give you the best.
Yeah.
And they're going to see it, you know, and that's why social media is so dope. Because now when he grows up, I can just show him my Instagram. I can show him YouTube videos. Like, you know, there was a time where I won a show, but it didn't air.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was there, and I got the footage. But it's still going to let them know that I still wanted to have them there.
Yeah.
You know, but everything we're doing is for our kids, though. Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet. I love that. No, it's good. It's good to hear the dad perspective of it. You know, I think we just hear the mom perspective all the time. What show didn't air,
by the way? It was called
Beyond Dance.
Beyond Dance.
Beyond Dance.
Yeah. by producers Rich and Tone.
Love Rich and Tone.
You know what? Honestly, that's the closest to Michael Jackson you're ever going to get. I'm serious. Whoever danced with Michael.
I'm going to say this to the TV Academy voters that did not give them an Emmy nomination last year for The Get Down.
Hey, crazy. And the show that didn't air, this show, hands down, was going to change the dance world. Like, it didn't, I couldn't freestyle because I needed more. Like, I couldn't just be like, oh, you know, I was like, no, I need a prop. I need like a surrounding. It changed how it, now I think like Rich and Tone. Like, if I do a freestyle video, how I'm going to get from this chair and choreograph me turning on the TV or something.
Wow.
And it's like, it messed me up and built me up at the same
time. That's so good, though. I mean, it's a big growing experience.
Yeah.
B-Dash, I have to ask, because this was also a big fan question. Yes. You and Yaya in this amazing puppet master routine. I personally, I've probably watched it more than 10 times. So
I got
to
download
it. I love it so much. How did this come about?
Well, Yaya see me dance. It was the Bay Area. And I did the It performance. And that was my crazy first viral, like by myself, like viral video. And she was like, yo, that performance is dope. I think we should do it again. But she was talking about doing it in November 25th when we did Boston World of Dance. And
this is the World of Dance competition circuit, you guys, versus the TV show, just so you guys know the distinction.
Yeah, front row, World of Dance. So she was like, we should do that because we got the makeup artist. Her name is Amanda. She's in Boston. Mm. And I was like, you know what? Like, that's too late. Like, you got to be smart. Like, that season not in. Like, Halloween is gone. Mm-hmm. It'll be Thanksgiving. So, like, that's how I think.
Like, you're that's like, how I'm thinking seasonal here. And she's like, no, this is like a theme dance. Yeah, thematic.
So I was like, nah, like, we should do something else. Then for somehow, some way, we thought of a puppet master. And how it started, we made the music first. And it only took us 2 days to make up everything.
That's
wow.
Yeah, like people think like, how long did it take? Did it take like months? I'm like, no, it took
two days
to make up everything. And after that was just cleaning and making sure we had everything on point. But
that went viral really quickly too.
Yeah, like fast. I think it hit like 100 million probably like in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So it was. Yeah. That was.
Yeah,
fast.
And it's been duplicated a million times on YouTube.
I've seen it, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People are like, grabbing it and putting it in their own account.
So and then I was making the music, and we was like, dang, this is like my best track. Like, this is tight. This is crazy. And I think when you, because it wasn't just the dance. I feel like it was the whole thing about like it was theatrical. It was like, cause when you watch a movie, what makes you bring you in the music? Because he's like, oh man, like I love this. Like, for example, Dark Knight.
I was listening to the soundtrack
because, like, I mean, you like the sound score and stuff. So you like, man, it makes you more into the movie. Mm-hmm. So that's how I was thinking with the track. Because imagine if we would just got a random like song. Like, I feel like it wouldn't match as much, with the theme, because it's not too much puppet songs out there,
right? And you're thinking completely too. I mean, I even loved like the rotating platform, just a small little touch, but it actually made a difference.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was not the dancing; it was the stuff around it is what made it bigger, like the rotator. The first of all, in the paint, the makeup. Yep. I feel like that was hands down. All right, I'm watching this right now. So, and
I love that Yaya has a bow in her hair too.
The little bow.
Like, how often is Yaya going to be wearing a bow in her hair in real life?
Bulk,
no,
man.
we thought about it and we did it. And like, we was like, it's going to go viral. Because I was like, my it one went viral, but we didn't know it was going to go.
Yeah.
It's funny, Keita the Great, he was like,
oh gosh, you guys, another one who's blowing up.
Yeah, one of the best. Mm. He's a kid too. Wait, he's 15?
He's
14, 15?
He's 15. He's 15 now,
right?
Keita, text me. Are you 16?
No, he is not. He's 15. I just saw him. He has a new show coming.
Yeah,
we canceled. I'm NDA'd on it, but it's coming and it's gonna be great.
Yeah, nice. so we're in the back in Boston. He's like, as soon as he sees us, he's like, oh, yep, this is about to be 5 million first day. Yeah, he just like, yep, Like, that's how Keith be talking about. Nope.
Yep.
Yep.
That way.
5 million first day. That way.
That way.
He knows. So, yeah. Because he's like the viral king these days.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it did extremely. And what's funny, he hit me up. See, I told you. Like, so it's like stuff like that. It just, when other people see it, he's like, whoa, I just did something I didn't expect.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like, you don't know what's going to go viral. You just
but
don't.
I was like, that one.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Didn't I say that too?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no.
Everybody.
This is viral.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, you know. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I even think from like the first like 4 or 5 counts, you're like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're already in. You're like, what's happening? What's underneath that curtain? Okay, great. It's Yaya. Okay. But it's Yaya doll. It's your Yaya, Yaya puppet.
Yaya doll.
Yaya puppet. So, yeah, it really is. It's really kind of, if you haven't seen the YouTube number, make sure you go and check it out.
I got this on my laptop, my phone.
Yeah, I can tell you.
I think I calculated it was like over 200 some million growth, like over the whole social media board.
What we got? 60 million.
Oh yeah, on that from the Christmas thing with Cyrus glitch.
Yeah.
Oh, because you guys did the Nutcracker.
Yes.
Oh
yeah.
Okay, and who? What symphony was that with? Do you remember what city?
Philharmonic.
In Pasadena. I know it was in Pasadena.
Okay, so, but it was here in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you guys have not seen them do the Nutcracker, it is really incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an incredible piece. I've pulled that up many times,
and
too.
And that's what made me think about Seasons.
Yeah.
That
performance. Because I was like, oh, it's Christmas. Duh. People want to see. Oh, duh.
But that type of puppet piece is timeless. Yeah, I think that's what's really important.
Yeah, I feel like, and that's why I thought, I was like, no, we could do this any moment, anytime. It'll be fine.
Tour.
I would love to say that we have more time, but we are actually out of time. Ah. I know, you guys. Give me one quick like one-liner tease about what to look forward to in the duels.
Mm.
On your dance, not like the outcome, please. Mm. I do not want NBC to call me.
Mm. Y'all wanna...
That's your camera. Do it.
Let me tell you something. Character.
Yeah.
Character. This is character performance. That's what I would say.
Yeah, we made a movie.
Yeah, ooh. On stage. That's what made a movie on stage. So be ready.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. We gotta wait till August.
Yeah.
I know, you guys. All right. So do me a favor. Let everyone know where they can find you and follow you online. Twitter, Instagram, all the goods.
Oh man, what? Twitter, Concrete510. Instagram, Official Concrete. Facebook, Kevin Concrete Davis.
I love it.
Yeah.
B-dash. Twitter, B-SK, the old fam. then my IG is B_2, because somebody got B-. That's like 2 followers. Haven't been on it since like February 2015. But
we got issues with that.
And IG helped me. But anyway, and Facebook, James B-Derek, or my fan page, B-.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, I loved having you both here. Thank you so much for everything. You guys are the greatest. And thank you for letting me fangirl, okay?
Of course.
I will be back next week, of course. And we've got as many of them as we can fit in of the Poriotics. Yeah, I'm super excited. Legendary. And, of course, for all the latest dance news, be sure to check out dancenetwork.tv. And we want to thank Popcorn Talk for hosting us today. See y'all next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Okay, I'm on my way.